Just because your project is on track doesn't mean you are. Being busy doesn't mean you're actually being effective. Do your projects change the business, or are you checking a box? What's keeping you from reaching your next level? In today's episode, we are going to address that. Point number one, examine whether you inspire or drain your team. Listen, family. You have to have some type of energy in your meetings and these connections that you're making with your team, because energy is definitely contagious. High energy leaders spark momentum. Low energy leaders, well, they stall the progress as well as the morale. Here's my actionable tip for you. Ask your team an anonymous survey. Do you feel supported and energized after our interaction? These responses will amaze you. So, after you get these responses, you want to adapt your approach, because leadership is about being able to have the ability to adapt. Point number two, review how well you handle conflict. See, fella, we want to avoid conflicts, even the smallest issues. And what ends up happening is these small issues grow into larger, or I should say, major problems. The reason why this is important, because productive conflicts lead to better solutions and stronger relationships. Here's my actionable tip for this. There's a model out there called SBI. Again, SBI, situation, behavior, and impact. This model addresses issues directly, but we add a little sprinkle of constructive, where we're being constructive with our breakdown. Let me unpack that for you. Situation, it describes a specific context or time and place where the behavior actually occurred. Then B for behavior, we want to describe the specific and the observable action or words that the person was engaged in. And then the last one, which is the most important, I believe, out of all of them, is the impact. We want to explain these consequences. What was the result of that particular behavior? And focusing on how it affected you, the team, as well as the organization. Point number three, assess how much you invest in your learning and grow. Family, if you get into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, this field is consistently evolving. Your knowledge must evolve with it. What ends up happening is stagnation starts to occur, and then you feel like you're working a job. But see, the difference between working a job and having a career is through growth. How do we get growth? We start going and studying, listening to episodes like this. I know it was a shameless plug, but again, just developing through material, whether it's LinkedIn Live, whether it's just micro courses, things of that nature. Because what you don't want to happen is that you don't want to be somewhere in an organization and you're working a job instead of having a career. Here's my actionable tip again. I'm going to unpack it a little bit more. Dedicate time to upskilling. Listening to these type of episodes, like I said, and again, I'm going to say shameless plug, reading PM blogs, taking micro courses, and most of all, getting connected with people that are like-minded with you in the field that you're in. If it's project management, get connected with some project managers, because it's going to be important. They are going to help you see blind spots in your growth, meaning, hey, I'm learning about AI. You might want to go check that out. Or, hey, I'm learning about this new scheduling technique. It's important. I'm committed to it so much that every Saturday, I'm part of my mentor's Project Management Leadership Institute. Every Saturday, I don't care if it's a holiday, I don't care what the day is on that Saturday, I will be there. And where is a small group of us, in that we exchange information, where we provide value, and we help each other grow into this thing called project management. Point number four, audit your time management practice. Message, if you're new to listening to me, anytime that I say message, this is something you want to pay attention to. This is something you want to take out the pen and pad. I don't know if you're driving. Please keep your hand. I think it's at 10 and 6 or 10 and 4, one of the two. Just keep both your hands on the wheel. But one of the things that ends up happening, especially to my new project managers, is that you get caught up in juggling multiple priorities and you don't have any structure. So your calendar should reflect your leadership, not just your availability. A lot of times we want to get caught up in how, you know, our calendar is packed, but does it reflect leadership, or is it just another, you know, plug and play to look like I'm busy? Okay, I'm not trying to call anybody out. This is important, because constant firefighting indicates poor time prioritization and leads to burnout. Here's my actionable tip. Schedule weekly focus time for planning, and this is my favorite, reflection. Not just meetings and execution, but reflection time to see, hey, what went well? What could I do better? What are some areas of opportunity for me? You see, I didn't say areas of fault. I didn't say areas of miscommunication. No, no, no. We want to label as opportunity, because opportunity shifts the mindset to say, okay, this is something I can do. This is a limited belief that I can break. Point number five, gauge your ability to influence without authority. As a project manager, the majority of time, you do not have direct reports. So often you have to lead people who do not report to you. Your ability, your capacity to influence is extremely critical. Why is this important? Because influence allows you to build momentum. It allows you to have an opportunity to connect with resources and not control resources. I've been in organizations with project managers that they feel like, oh, I'm the project manager, I'm going to control these resources. No, 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 no. You don't want to be controlled. We had an episode on this earlier this week about micromanagement, and I should have thrown in a project managers as well, because our opportunity is to inspire, is to motivate, is to help the actual resources see the importance of it, and not just talk about it. Be someone that actually lives it. There's a lot of people out there that say, do this and do that, but they're not doing this or that. Here's my actionable tip. You want to build alliances early. Oftentimes, you want to ask other team leads, what's the best way for us to support each other during this project? That is a poignant question. Why is that? Because what happens is now I'm opening the conversation up for a two-way dialogue, not me just speaking at you. Have you ever had someone speak at you and just start pointing at you and you're like, what is going on here? Like, I'm here to help. It feels like more like a dictatorship. No, 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 no. We want to collaborate. This is how you break down silos, because a lot of times the reason why you see silos in certain organizations is because the trust is gone, because things have happened along in the journey and they're like, all this project manager is going to do is try to tell me what to do. And then the distrust leaves. Point number six, review how well you educate non-PM stakeholders. You know, family, I'm just going to testify real quick, if you don't mind. So what happened is that, you know, when you get into project management and you start reading the PMBOK and you get your PMP, your CAPM, and all the different certifications, you come in and start speaking language, or watch this, family. There's that I read, if your product is so good, why is it not selling? And there's a point in there where they talk about technobabble. What is technobabble? I'm so glad you asked. It's a conversation that the person that you're articulating the information to, they have no clue, no idea what you're talking about. And project managers, what we are guilty of, okay, you don't want to put your name out there. I will. I'm guilty of, sometimes I start talking that, I'll call it PM technobabble. I'll start saying, yeah, I'm looking at the schedule and then I'm seeing that they finished starting and I just start going on in the charter and this and that. And they're like, okay, where are we at in this project? So stakeholder doesn't always speak PM language. You need to bridge that gap. Why is this important? Because when things are misunderstood, it leads to resistance and misalignment, because you may need that stakeholder. Here's my actionable tip. Create a short, simple visual explainer, a one-slider roadmap for project kickoff sessions with non-technical stakeholders. Don't create this massive deck, because you're going to bore your actual audience that are not familiar with what you're doing. They only care about, hey, what do you need from me? Is there a direct report that you also may need from me? When is this going to start? When is this going to, what is this going to end? Is there anything else? What's the budget? That's it. A one pager. We should be able to sum all of that up in one page and then keep it moving and get that project kicked off. Point number seven, analyze your follow through on commitments. Reliability builds your professional brand. The more you're reliable, the better a team member can count on you. The more you're reliable, a stakeholder can count on you. The more you're reliable, executives can count on you. This is important, because missed deadlines and broken promises damage your credibility as well as they erode your trust. Here's my actionable tip. My recommendation would be keep a commitment log. Track everything you say. Yes, I know. Here you go again. He's telling me to do more than what I should be doing on my job. You're right, because you don't have a job. You have a career. Remember, we were just talking about that. We want to review that thing daily and weekly to ensure delivery. Point number eight, examine your confidence in navigating ambiguity. Listen, all paths to project initiation is not clear, but exceptional project managers are comfortable taking calculated. That's the key word. I want you to understand that, because I didn't say non-calculated. I didn't just say go, as my grandma would say, all willy-nilly. No, no, no. Calculated steps forward in the fall. Why is this important? The fear of unknown can paralyze teams. Matter of fact, if you want to remix that, the fear of being perfect can paralyze teams, that we need to have all of these pieces together in order to move forward, or we need to make sure all of these resources are trained up, you know, from a theory aspect, instead of saying, hey, you know what? We're going to all get in here. We're going to make some missteps, but the thing we can do is quickly course correct, because see, your confidence creates actual momentum. This is why my actionable tip is adopt the agile mindset when needed. Start small, deliver value incrementally, and adjust based on feedback. All right, family, you know, I dropped 8 points for you and I hope they were valuable. Here's my final thoughts. First of all, are you avoiding conflict instead of addressing it? My reflection on this is avoidance delays progress, and it really does weaken your credibility. Here's what my actionable tip: embrace these tough conversations. I know it's going to be tough. It's not anytime you have to face conflict head on, but that's our role. It's going to be tough. So create clarity, alignment, and most of all, have a professional respect for the person you're speaking to. Number two, are you still invested in your growth? The exceptional project managers are students and they are leaders. But I also want to recommend that because you are a student and because you are a leader, it's important that you take the time for yourself to grow. Here's my actionable tip. Dedicate time weekly learning, reflecting, and leveling up your skills, because what you don't want to happen is being left behind because you made a decision that I'm not going to touch that AI thing when AI is in most things as far as from a scheduling standpoint or a lot of these softwares that are out there. Here's my last and final point. Can you influence people even if you don't have authority over them? True leadership lies and not in just a title. If someone has a title of leadership and they are misusing it, because see, there's a difference, family, between misusing and using. See, misusing is more of a control. Misusing is more of a, oh, this is the way it's always been done. But using it is saying, hey, I'm willing to learn to see what ways we can make this better. Take action. Here's my action or tip for you. Build trust, show value, and be that person others choose to follow. Now, it's your move. Now the time has come from you just to stop managing and actually start leading. Well, family, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means Ed. I appreciate the opportunity. Until next time.